Welcome to another episode of Gaming Frenzy by Captain Blockhead. Topic, Fortnite.
Noah can't join us this time.
Yeah, he's unreliable.
I am the fill-in co-host.
Yeah.
I'm the backup co-host. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's Fortnite about, Survivor? You've been playing longer than me.
It's a battle royale game, basically, to sum it up smallly. But it is a fairly, honestly, in my opinion, it's a fairly unique battle royale game because of the building aspect.
Yeah. Like, PUBG doesn't have building.
No.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the Warzone,
doesn't
have building.
I don't believe Apex does.
I don't think it does either. But, for people who don't know what Battle Royale is, what is Battle Royale Survivor?
Alright, so at least in Fortnite's case, it is 100-player PvP, player versus player. They have different modes. They have a solo, they have a duo, and they have squads. The duo is two people, and squads is four people. They used to have, like, different game modes that came in every once in a while. Now they just have the same old war and stuff. And they have a creative mode where people can make their own like maps, whether it be like, you know, like a death run, like find the button.
So basically, mini games.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of the gameplay?
I think overall that it's executed very well.
For me, it's kind of hard to play on computer. I'm getting used to it now, but I'm used to playing on the PlayStation because that's how I learned how to play.
Yeah, I mean, you also have to get used. You have to find your own sensitivity that's right for you.
Yeah, I just keep my sensitivity as the default sensitivity.
I used to, but I found the sensitivity as good for me.
Well, let's see. For me, I don't like the fact that, for the gameplay, you can't, like, set your shoot and zoom in buttons to be all the different, like, building things.
What do you mean?
Like, so you know how, like, on PlayStation or Xbox, you use, like, the shoot and, aiming buttons to build different things? Like, I wish you could do that with, like, your mouse on PC.
Yeah. And just plug in a controller to your PC.
I tried that with a PlayStation controller, but my thing is Windows, so it didn't work. And we don't have
an Xbox controller.
We don't have a wired Xbox remote anymore. So, But yeah. So next is the community. What do you think of the community?
I mean, what do you mean by community? Like, the people who play the game? Like, there's a few different things that can mean that.
All of it.
I feel like...
Or have you not been in the community enough to...
I really play with my friends or by myself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't do social interaction on there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When I first downloaded Fortnite, when I wasn't technically supposed to, I was, but I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And like, people were nice from what I could tell, but
yeah,
I stopped that because it's not safe. Don't do that, kids. Don't do that.
It really depends. It really depends, honestly.
It depends on the people, but like, it's still, you don't really know. They could be pretending to be nice. But yeah. What? We are, like, zooming through this stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hacks. Let's make the hacks last longer. So what about hacks? What do you think about the hacks?
The hacks on this can be awful. I haven't encountered any, but I know that they can be awful.
Yeah.
And I'm going to include glitches in with this.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, exploiting glitches.
Yeah.
There are some glitches that are off. There are glitches where you can get, like, above... So there's a death barrier. If you go too high, there's a death barrier. There are glitches where you can get above that.
Huh.
And there are, like, glitches where you can glitch under the ground at one point. There's, like... It's awful.
Hmm. Well, I actually ran into a hacker once.
Huh?
I actually ran into a hacker once.
Oh.
I thought he was using speed, but then I realized, oh, that was Pepper, the Peppers. But he was actually using a hack that'll make you do more damage to a player. Because, like, I had a better weapon. And he just eliminated me like I was nothing.
So, this is because you are.
That's just mean. Why would you say that?
In the game, you are. In real life, you are everything. That sounded weird. That sounded weird.
So
I didn't say anything.
There's been times I've actually wanted to try hacking in Fortnite for a YouTube video.
Don't do it. That unless you have an alt account.
Yeah, never, I actually do.
If you ever want to try out, if you want to try out hacking, never do it on your main account.
Yeah.
You know, never do it at all. Really, it's not worth it. On Minecraft, like on Minecraft for games with different servers, that's one.
Yeah.
But doing it on an online game where it's just one thing, and you've probably spent money on, that's, no.
Unless you have an alt account that you've done nothing on.
Still, they can find out your IP and they will ban that one for ban evasion.
Okay then, that's kind of creepy, they'll know where I live. And then I'll send the SWAT team in to their front door.
You better not even get sued.
Why would I get sued for sending the SWAT team to Epic Games' front door?
Because finding that is, right, I don't think...
Like, for finding out where I live, that's... Like, they, come on, Epic that's Games a good one.
They have sued... They, if I remember correctly, they've actually sued people before for having their game.
What?
They're very strict on the hack.
They are.
They're very strict on the hack.
Let's
see. What do you think of the bosses and the introducement of bosses and henchmen?
That should have gone the gameplay section, but
I mean, still.
Yeah,
we kind of missed that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like it's kind of annoying, but at the same time,
they can be annoying at times. But I do like them.
Like, you could land somewhere not expecting for there to be henchmen, and then, like, you don't have a weapon and you just die.
Or, like, nowadays, since they spawn, like, bosses spawn, like, randomly, really.
Yeah.
I feel like they should make it so that they have a select spawn area.
Yeah.
Or, like, at least you know, like,
they only have, like, one or two. In Chapter 2, Season 2, they had select spawn areas.
Yeah. You can, like, nowadays, if you go in, like, Catty Corner...
Yeah.
You land in like one of the areas where there's chests, Kit could be right there. That happened to me that happened to me earlier today.
Yeah, it did.
I was actually lucky enough to survive to actually be killed.
Wait, you were lucky not to survive?
No, I survived.
Yeah.
I got two henchmen eliminations with a pistol and I killed Kit with a pistol.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. One time I actually took out a boss with a gray pistol.
This one was a green one, I do believe. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think of mythic weapons overall?
The mythic weapons—they're pretty good. I wish they had like a single shot scar, like how they used to, like with Sky in the shark. But yeah, I prefer single shot weapons over like burst assault rifles.
I like how they've made different weapons this time around.
Yeah.
Like, instead of having, like, just the same ones, well, for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this.
I don't really know where the drum gun is on the map, but, yeah. I also like the drum gun. It can make for some intense battles, if you have it. Yeah, I like the very intense battles. Okay, it's time to unmute our guest. Beth, introduce yourself.
Hello, I am River.
I called you by your Minecraft username.
Team Beth, introduce yourself. Hello, I am River.
Yeah.
How are you guys today?
Well, this is live, so we can't figure it out. Let's just say they say good.
Alright, where should we start?
Well, what do you think about the gameplay?
It's okay, so a little bit harder for the Switch players, as you can see. Originally, I started off with computer, but I lagged out so badly, I just decided to use my Switch instead.
Yeah. Ah, okay. I almost dropped something. Also knows my phone. But what do you think about the community?
The community, let's see. People I met in-game, most people are pretty chill, but the number the first game I ever did was in a squad where I was blurring the controls. They were rude as hell.
Yeah. Well, now I'm gonna have to edit this and beep that out.
To be fair, I didn't say anything curse, I just said rude.
No, but...
And hell is not a curse word.
Well, yeah, well, my thing is really good friend. So, yeah.
That's gonna be awkward, because I still was kid-friendly.
Anyways, let's move on. What do you think about the hackers?
I never actually experienced a hacker, but from what I've seen, they get banned really fast.
Yeah, Fortnite is very strict on their ban.
I should just use my old computer, like my old computer that could hardly run Fortnite, and use hacks on it. So they could track that IP and ban it.
They can still.
They can use your Steam account if you have multiple.
I don't use
Steam. Or Epic, Steam or Epic, they can still track it.
But I have a completely different email signed into this, so yeah.
Still.
Anyways,
But yes.
We never got to graphics. What do you guys think about the graphics?
Graphics are okay. They could be better.
They're cartoony, and I kind of like that. In a way, they're like cartoony.
Yeah.
They're pleasant to view. They're not like cartoony eyes, and you can still see players against them, most of them. Plus, they're a bush. In a bush. In a bush.
Yeah. Like, probably the best disguise is hiding in a giant bush disguised as a bush.
The best disguise is to be in a bush and a tree, a green tree.
Yeah. I wish they saw the bush thing.
If you're hiding in a tree is the best camp, really.
Until the storm moves.
You know what would be funny is if a storm landed exactly on a big tree.
That would be funny.
It has happened before.
Well, yeah, I like the graphics. They're obviously not as advanced as like Battlefront 2 for the PlayStation.
But you also must keep in mind, since every season they have to remake the whole map every once in a while.
Yeah.
They gotta keep the graphics totally changing.
Yeah. No, one thing I...
Silence. What? Awkward silence.
I was gonna say something, then I got. I kind of like how they like for this second season or the second chapter, they kind of changed up the map a bit.
They made it a lot.
Yeah, they got a few of the original locations, but for the most part,
I still enjoy the original map that I joined in. All those months ago?
I think more people will enjoy the original map that have played through it.
I like them most. Personally, my favorite place to land was Tilted. So, I wish they kept that place instead of another place. But, yeah.
I like the different, like, I joined right as they added the planes in. And I always enjoyed, like, the pile in the planes, because...
Yeah, I like the planes.
I like the planes,
too. They always move faster than the like a lot helicopters.
I don't know why a lot of people dislike them. Like, they were a good vehicle. They were irritating at times, but I feel like they were a lot more, like, controlled than the helicopters.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
You could easily fit them through small gaps, too, if you wanted.
Yeah.
Which really made them nice and useful. Well, I believe they used to have firepower, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they had guns on them.
But the helicopter's basically useless in firefights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're just in the air, that's all you're doing. I mean, you can make it a living bomb, but probably a suicide run for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the plane was a little... the mechs were awful. That's what I was gonna say. That's the worst
thing ever. I mean, move back to gameplay.
I mean, this. I feel like this is always gonna go back to gameplay on basis because. That's
probably.
Gameplay and people you meet, because people can be very mean at times.
Yeah.
The mechs were straight up awful. They were the worst vehicle ever. Yeah. I think the ballers were one of the best. Were one of the better vehicles. So they were annoying at times, but they were pretty fun.
I liked the golf cart. I have no idea what I was gonna say, but
you
I like the golf
talk.
Carts.
Yeah.
I like the golf carts. They were pretty nice. You could transport your whole squad pretty quickly.
Those were nice.
Without having to worry about falling out of the sky.
So was true. Hamster balls are useful because then you could go up mountains really fast without having to waste building supplies.
Yeah.
It's really
nice.
A really rusted car just drove past my house.
The shopping carts. If you remember the shopping carts.
I don't like those.
I played when they were in the game. They were the best, like, meme vehicle.
Yeah. There were a lot of memes about them. But I wasn't a big fan of them. My sister loved them.
The ATVs, what do you think about that?
I should have put a category of vehicles.
Yeah, honestly, we've made it in mid-thing. Yeah, what do you think about the ATVs?
They were pretty interesting. But,
I think,
yeah.
They won't be my first choice. They were good for, like, moving around, but...
Yeah.
I think...
They were good for duos matches.
Yeah.
Like
hoverboards.
Those are fun. Those are really fun. I've played with them creative.
They were fun.
And you could easily do tricks and go faster and everything. Those are very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it went silent again.
I'm trying to think of things, more things.
I'm just letting you guys continue the conversation. I'm just playing Fortnite.
Playing the game as we speak. I don't know. I don't think there's anything more really to add on to this.
This is going to be a pretty short episode compared to the rest of them.
Overall, there is a lot of things, but overall, it doesn't take that long to talk about most of them. I mean, actually, wait, the events. What did you think about...
Oh, the events, Those are actually... Those are fun. The events are fun. The one event I have...
I've always missed them.
Yeah, well, Beth, next time there's an event, we can record it together.
Yeah. I like the device event, and I like the tsunami storm. I feel like...
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
I feel like I wish they kept that.
Same. I wish they kept the map how it was, but
I think I feel like they could have kept the tsunami storm like there was like a second wave after it. And I like how it was just with the storms, it was different.
Yeah.
I'd be glad they've been making it a little bit more smooth for Switch players, though. When I first started playing, if you were building in Switch, you could not turn while building.
That must be annoying.
But they fixed it recently, so you can actually turn while building, which was really nice, and I actually enjoyed that. I can actually build now.
But it's still, it is still very, the controls, just because of the Switch controls are so small, so nothing to do importance in. The controls are still just really hard to control.
At least in my opinion. I could always make into, an Xbox, controller. Yeah. I can't do something like that.
Probably get, one of the Nintendo Switch, Pro controllers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all the time we have for our guest. Pros and cons, what are your pros and cons for this river?
Bye.
I feel like...
I guess... pros is always better with computers and when with actual controllers actually work.
Computers are...
it doesn't work for Switches.
I think console-wise, I think Xbox and PlayStation I know play pretty good if there are any others. But, the Switch doesn't really play good. But... PC is definitely the best out of all of them to play on, though.
Sorry, I was yawning.
Oh, that's a helicopter.
And would you recommend this game for someone else to get?
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, it really depends on their preferences.
In all fairness, I would not recommend this game to anyone with half a brain.
Anyone with half a brain. Well, lucky for you,
I mean, I would recommend it to you.
I recommend it to anyone who likes a battle royale game.
I have less than half a brain. I have a quarter of a brain.
That's why I would recommend it to you.
Okay.
Well, thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you for joining us. And I'm going to meet you again.
And also, I'm going to yell at Noah. I'm going to yell at Noah in the chat.
Yeah.
For not being the, here to do this.
Survivor, what are your pros and cons?
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay. My pros and cons.
I can't.
Pro, it's a good game. And, the gameplay is good, and my chair is squeaky.
Squeak!
Yeah, and my cons is, they keep changing the map, and, some people's favorite places were removed. My favorite place was Tilted. I kept dying there, but I loved it there. But it's good. It's good to keep it, all refreshed and stuff like that. And... Survivor, would you recommend this game for someone else?
Yes. If they like Battle Royale.
I would recommend this game for someone else as well. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, then... favorite the podcast. I get notified all the time when you do that.
Nice.
Okay, are you gonna stop now, dogs? Because I'm trying to speak.
No.
Okay, I'm just gonna mute the desktop audio recording. Yeah. Hang on. They stopped. Never mind. Yeah, if you guys haven't already, please do go subscribe to my YouTube channel, Captain Blockhead. It's a green guy with wings. It says Captain Blockhead in the thumbnail of my channel and in the sky. Yeah. So go subscribe to me on YouTube.
Don't forget to subscribe to me.
Yes, go subscribe to Survivor 826. I will have a link to his channel in the description of this podcast. You probably won't be able to see it, but oh well. yeah. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Bye.